is Dr. Schneer dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Waltie Surrett. On 7/24/24, Mrs. Surrett performed the 12-lead EKG. Period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal. Period. Of pattern of compression normal. EKG next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diana Coble, COBLE. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 7/24/24, Mrs. Coble performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of restriction, but without airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 4/10/24, there's been no significant change. Period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction with mild bronchial reactivity. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George A. and Wigan. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 7/24/24, Mrs. Wigan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/23/24. There's been no significant change. Period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mary Lou Riggs. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7/24/24, Mrs. Riggs performed the 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%. Period. The patient achieved 278 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 97%. Period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Harold Horn, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to the VA and Dr. Snyder. On 7/24/24, Mr. Horn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment of flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. It was poor effort after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 4/23/24. There's been no significant change. Period. A paragraph impression of mild restriction and mild obstructive lung disease showing no progression. Thank you.